Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. Where's Davy Crockett when you need them?
Here we go. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. And I've got the busy throat for some reason all of a sudden. We should all be getting ready for strongman populism, and I'm looking so forward to it. The bad guys, the soft elite who think it can hold on to societal power that it inherited but did not earn through petty oppressions. We'll call it authoritarianism. Now, they like authoritarianism when they are the authority. And that's why they feel no compunction about remaking our country and culture, without bothering with obtaining our buy-in. But history teaches, not that they would know it because they've never been taught it, that a backlash is inevitable. We're going to turn to someone who won't be deterred by the cultural caterwauling, who will not be satisfied with the status quo ante that is deeply anti-American, who will ruthlessly use his power to reclaim our society for us, and who will wreak vengeance on our enemies. And that last point is important. They must learn to never do this again. We're going to elect a strongman populist because the current crisis is intolerable, and because we understand that the weak woman caucus, think puffballs like Jeb Bush, Chamber of Commerce curious squishes like Nikki Haley, Kristi Noem, they don't know what time it is. It's time to smash the ruling class, an odd thing for conservatives to want, but then we never quite had a ruling class that sucked so much. And man, doesn't it. Strongman populism is coming, and dumb people will find this ironic, because we are, at heart, still a free people unwilling to merely survive on scraps as serfs. Now, some of us are very eager drones, the lazy, the stupid, the morally illiterate, who empower the mutants against us, or sit on their mom's couches playing video games. But the rest of us are getting fed up. We can't be free when we're cowering in our homes, unable to speak, with our interests left undefended. We will take our freedom back at the ballot box because our failed ruling class failed abysmally. Right now in our cities, we're the greatest country on the planet, and in our cities, they are dominated by drug-addled hobos, junkies, and degenerates, like an infestation. And that's spreading to the suburbs. The elite answer is, of course, to destroy the suburbs. Equity demands everything outside their gated communities suck equally. Our teachers, in the rare cases that they teach our kids to hate our country. Our warriors, in the all too common cases they war, lose, and also teach our kids to hate our country. Our establishment scoffs at laws, everything from election rules to regulations against spying on citizens who oppose the regime. And at the same time, it lets street criminals run rampant. The law enforcement agencies do nothing, the media does nothing, and the courts do nothing. And then when we break their laws, watch out, especially you Lego insurrectionists. Our voices are silenced. We have no institutional advocates. The institutions designed to vindicate our rights won't. That limits our options going forward to opting for submission. That's the aptly named David French solution, or opting to burn it all down. As far as I'm concerned, we can flick the BIC. We'll be told we hate democracy, yet for all the performative anguish about the perilous peril posed by selfie-snapping grandmas in the rotunda, the best thing ever are the media blue checks insisting that the sight of a faux Viking and some elderly tourists so traumatized them that they must seek therapy. The elite surely hates democracy. Well, to be precise, it hates democracy when we attempt to participate in it. There's a high fuss factor out there right now over how uppity we peasants are getting, and the message is clear. Stop complaining, racist. Stop complaining, insurrectionist. Stop complaining, Jesus gun people who like the flag. Obey! But people aren't obeying, and the usual suspects are mortified. How dare we say no? But dare we do, and the ruling class can't even. So the elite fit back, aided and abetted by the surrender caucus of formerly relevant conservagrifters who take a break from thinking about their pool boys and their wives, to come out and explain why true conservatism, trademark pending, means absolute submission to whoever or whatever the establishment wants. You can see it in response to the poison that is CRT. According to unserious people, for us to decide what lazy, unionized public school teachers get to teach our kids is some sort of assault on the academic freedom of cheesy, pudgy time servers. There's a premise problem here. Teachers do have to teach something. The question is, who gets to decide? And one would think that that should be, you know, the people. We don't want that democracy thing dying in darkness, do we? Well, yeah, they do want democracy to die in darkness, preferably painfully. But when the ordinary ways to have our voices heard are closed off to us, we'll find extraordinary ones. Trump was one. He was a warning. But he was, despite the mass micturition of the elite, no radical. He had no desire to lay waste. He wanted to rule, but as a member of what he did not understand was a terminally ill-ruling caste. Remember how he was caught up in institutional prestige, his college was great, that company was respected. That, as well as the fact that he showed up with the Rolodex and needed to rely on a bunch of establishment acolyte kissers, made him too weak to really use that power. And even with these limitations, he did many amazing and consequential things. The strongman populace coming soon will not have that weakness. He will not hesitate to use his power to clean house, to prosecute the criminals, to defeat our enemies, both foreign and domestic. Some Republicans are going to recoil in horror at the idea of us actually winning. We can't abandon our fundamental norms, they're going to fret. And that's literally true. We can't abandon the fundamental norms because the establishment these shills flack for have already abandoned our fundamental norms over the last 5 years. Zombie norms are not going to restrain the strongman populist. He's going to unleash the power of no. As in, no hobos, you can't live in our streets. No criminals, you don't get to commit crimes. No Pentagon, you are going to focus on winning wars. No academia, you do not get to take our money and use it to turn our kids into little commie saps. No tech jerks, you do not get to decide what we can read and say. No, climate cultists, we're not going to live in caves because of your bizarre quasi-religious weather obsession. No, media, you do not get to be partisan advocates and also treated like neutral truth tellers. No, Democrats, you don't get to steal elections. No is the weapon of the strongman populist. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load.
Road at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. New York Governor Andrew COVID Andy Cuomo said that he intends to address gun violence the same way he addressed the COVID-19 epidemic. I just heard that, you know, Broadway Joe Biden, he's looking at crime and saying, well, it's got to be about guns. So, you know, we get it. I understand. Now, from COVID Andy, this is hardly reassuring because his directive for nursing homes to readmit COVID-positive patients probably killed thousands of senior citizens in 2020. And while there is controversy as to the extent that the directive in question caused most of the deaths, the common sense says you do not people with a highly communicable and lethal disease in a setting with the people who are the most vulnerable to dying from it along with their caregivers. Now the FBI is apparently, quote, investigating, end quote, whether the governor and his senior aides provided false data on resident deaths to the Justice Department as well. It's astounding that while COVID Andy enacted legislation to shield nursing homes from liability for COVID-19 deaths, he also signed legislation to allow junk lawsuits against gun manufacturers. The fact that these junk lawsuits are now legal in New York does not mean, however, that jurors need to respect them or those who file them. It is illegal to discuss a case with a juror after he or she has been selected, which means we need to pre-educate all potential jurors, i.e. all of the people of New York State, before they're even called. I would need less than 5 minutes to judge a case in which a criminal used a firearm to harm another person, and I would need witnesses to answer exactly two questions. Did the manufacturer sell the firearm to a federally licensed and therefore federally supervised gun dealer? Number two, did the gun dealer perform the required background check on the buyer? The answer to both questions is yes. Then I would award the gun manufacturer legal fees and, if possible, punitive damages for a totally meritless junk lawsuit. These should be levied, ideally, against the attorney who brought the lawsuit rather than the probably grief-stricken plaintiff who relied on the attorney's advice. The judge can probably overturn the award, but I would make it anyway, and then maybe the defendant's lawyer could appeal. And remember that nobody ever thought of suing Dodge because white supremacist James Fields used a Challenger to run over Heather Heyer, although Fields himself got a well-deserved life sentence. Any car manufacturer would indeed be liable for an actual defect that resulted in a braking or steering failure and consequent, you know, accident, but not for reckless or criminal use of the product. And that is pretty much all the jury needs to know. The fact that COVID Andy promoted these junk lawsuits while HUD secretary is promoting them now, and as I also tried to equate the Second Amendment to a non-existent right to hunt, you know, the whole nobody needs 10 bullets to kill a deer, meanwhile tells us everything we need to know about his character and his ethics. He is right. It is illegal to hunt with a high-capacity magazine, and no ethical hunter would take a shot if he or she needed more than one bullet to kill a deer humanely. But, last time I heard, not one single article in the NRA's Armed Citizen feature includes deer among the aggressors. Aggressive dogs and bears and mountain lions, as well as violent criminals, have indeed been shot in self-defense, but Bambi is not even on the list. Now, COVID Andy has meanwhile signed a $5 million book deal for American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic. Now, I don't have to read this to know that you do not put people with a virulent contagious disease into nursing homes with vulnerable senior citizens. OSHA had, in the same March 2020 timeframe, issued guidance to the effect that sick employees should be sent home and not allowed to mingle with uninfected ones. Move potentially infectious people to a location away from workers, customers, and other visitors. Then they issue new guidance, which expands on what it had in March 2020, and nothing, you know, none of it constitutes workplace safety advice. Now, the book of Leviticus said pretty much the same thing several thousand years ago, long before anybody knew what bacteria or viruses were. As long as they have the disease, they remain unclean. They must live alone. They must live outside the camp. COVID Andy did exactly the opposite. No resident shall be denied readmission or admission to the NH solely based on a confirmed or suspected diagnosis of COVID-19. NHs are prohibited from requiring a hospitalized resident who is determined medically stable to be tested for COVID-19 prior to admission or readmission. And this was happening while just about everybody else was doing their best to screen people for COVID-19 symptoms before letting them into buildings and practically begging for screening test kits in the bargain. Now, I'm not going to give you legal advice, but nothing seems to prevent jurors from nullifying New York's gun laws that require a license to purchase and own a handgun, and the same goes for similar laws in other states. U.S. Supreme Court ruled in Murdoch versus Pennsylvania the state cannot license a right. And while the context involved the First Amendment, the decision added, a state may not impose a charge for the enjoyment of a right granted by the federal Constitution. This is probably why poll taxes, taxes or fees on the right to vote, are illegal, and why states that require voter ID must issue it for free to people who do not have a driver's license. States can charge fees for the latter because driving is a privilege rather than a right. Very significantly, same goes for hunting licenses. There's no Second Amendment right to hunt, despite what COVID Andy and Shotgun Joe's implications to the contrary. Federal law prevents hunters from hunting migratory game birds with more than 3 shells in their shotgun. Well, last I heard, nobody's ever shot a duck in self-defense either. A state could argue that it is a licensable privilege to carry a firearm in public, and certainly that it is a licensable privilege to hunt, but it's difficult to see how possession of a firearm in one's own home is anything but a right. But this is by no means a recommendation that anybody should violate a gun law. I'm saying only how I would, as a juror, view permit-to-own laws along with New York's SAFE Act, which also has no legitimate public safety purpose. And Governor Andrew COVID Andy Cuomo is an ideal poster child for the anti-Second Amendment movement, and he should be used as such. And he would be funny, except that there is nothing humorous about thousands of dead senior citizens in his state's nursing homes. And yet that's a fact. And he just keeps on going. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is focusing on tackling violence today. The president meeting with several city officials from around the country at the White House. They include the mayors of Washington, D.C. and San Jose, along with the Democratic nominee for New York City mayor. When it comes to the increase in crime rates, Republican Congressman from Colorado, Ken Buck, believes it's all due to progressive policies.
These criminals are getting out of prison too fast. And they are not even being detained pending trial, and so they're committing multiple crimes. And the crime rate is going to be a significant issue in the 2022 elections.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Thousands of Cubans are taking to the streets protesting the nation's communist government. Some of the biggest demonstrations in decades were held in cities across Cuba over the weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News. A new survey reveals how post-high school plans are returning to what they were before the pandemic. The report from Discover Student Loans found 63% of parents said their child's plans for what to do after graduating from high school are returning to what they were prior to the start of the pandemic. The survey also said parents are still concerned about paying for college. It found 63% are worried about the cost. President Biden will be rolling out the red carpet this week for some distinguished guests.
President Biden will meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel this week at the White House. The two are expected to focus talks on the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, the COVID-19 pandemic, and a recent surge in cyber attacks. It could be Merkel's final visit to Washington as Germany's leader. She said she plans to step down following elections in September after more than 16 years in power. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Lock and Load. This version of the show, this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
This is the home of the binary trigger, the home of the Salus line, the home of the militia line. Goodness. The home of Reformation and the home of Providence. Check them out. FranklinArmory.com. A new Rasmussen survey that came out Friday reveals an alarming suspicion among 58% of likely voters that the media are truly the enemy of the people, including 34% who strongly agree. They also found that 36% don't agree with that assessment, including 23% who strongly disagree. However, according to Rasmussen, 83% of voters now think fake news is a serious problem in the media, including 55% who say it's a very serious problem. 14% don't think fake news is a serious problem. I don't really understand how anybody doesn't understand what fake news is today. Now, Rasmussen's survey comes coincidentally after a blistering news release from the Second Amendment Foundation blasting the media for bias when it comes to reporting about the positive aspect of using a firearm for self-defense. Now think about this for a minute. Let's do the cons. The con against using a weapon in self-defense is what you're going to go through when you do it. you're going to go through a lot of things. And I'm just talking about the first 30 minutes after you do it. In the first 30 minutes, after you have gotten past the adrenaline dump, that is, you're going to panic. You're going to projectile vomit. You're going to have so many things that are going to change physiologically in you temporarily that you're going to hate the day Samuel Colt was conceived. But those will pass. Those will definitely pass. Now, you're going to have the blurts. You're going to be telling everybody you didn't need to do it, that you were just here, that you didn't want to do this. You wish you had. I mean, you were just there buying gas. You were just there buying, you know, chips or something. You're going to be doing a lot of things. But when you go home, if you got a family, they're going to be able to see you still. Your husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your siblings, your friends, your coworkers, they're also going to be able to have you around them versus that horrible finality that occurs when someone is murdered. There was a young lady on my route when I was a milkman. And I thought that she was, she was just as polite as she could be. She was younger than me. But, she seemed like a great young lady. And then, you know, very, very positive. Not very flighty or anything like that. Very responsible. And then I came a few more times and delivered to that one particular location. And I asked what had happened to that young lady that had been checking me in all these times. And they told me that her husband had murdered her. And then they told me, I found out later how he had murdered her, and I mean, it was horrible. And I didn't even know her. I didn't really know her. But the fact that that occurred to her was horrible. Imagine what that was like for her family. You may know somebody. You may have lost a loved one to murder. So when you do that successfully, when you use armed self-defense successfully, you are saving everybody around you a bunch of heartbreak. And I say that completely unconcerned about the heartbreak of the perpetrator's family. Sorry, not sorry. Armed self-defense is happening more frequently. And the Second Amendment Foundation's criticism comes on the heels of an incident in Louisiana involving a 12-year-old boy who fatally shot an alleged armed home invader who was attacking his mother late last month. That was only recently reported. According to published reports, the boy used an unidentified hunting rifle to stop the attack. And Alan Gottlieb was wondering out loud, why are the gun prohibition lobby and their bought and paid for politicians and media mouthpieces ignoring a story like this, where a young man saves his mom? Now, Gottlieb has written books, or co-authored books, Good Guys with Guns, Right to Carry in America Fights Back, books dealing with firearms and self-defense by private citizens. And he asserted that cases of armed self-defense seem to vanish from the headlines almost immediately. But let a tragedy involving a firearm occur, and it becomes a launchpad for on-air interviews with gun control proponents, lengthy newspaper articles about past incidents, and editorials demanding additional restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms. Now, the media has adopted a phrase called gun violence. And gun violence is, there's no brick violence or bare hand violence or knife violence or, you know, there's no one entity, object, thing linked, verbally linked to homicide in any such manner. Now, you'll see the media celebrate the heroics of a private citizen who pulls people out of a crashed car or burning buildings. But if an armed citizen stops a restaurant gunman or kills a dangerous home invader or even saves the life of a law enforcement officer, that vanishes from the headlines quicker than coherency from a Joe Biden speech. Now, Gottlieb has openly challenged the media in press and on TV to explain why it doesn't cover the good stories as sensationally as the tragic ones. Although we all know the answer to that, don't we, Alan? He has also accused the gun prohibition lobby of suddenly developing lockjaw whenever an armed private citizen successfully uses a gun to save a life. It used to be that gun control advocates would repeatedly insist each new restriction was the justification if it saves one life. But what about armed intervention saving a life? Gottlieb put it out there, armed private citizen heroes, regardless of age, may not fit the media narrative, but they fit the American mold. Instead of sweeping such stories under the nearest rug, we should celebrate the fact that such courage exists, along with the fundamental right to keep and bear arms that allows people to be victors rather than victims. But will that prevent the media from continuing on their present course? Well, no, it won't. I mean, they have an agenda. They are agenda-driven. Except now nobody trusts them. They have an agenda and nobody's paying attention to them. They found out some things from this poll. Republicans are more likely to agree with former Trump. President Trump's description of the media is truly the enemy of the people. They found out 37% of Democrats and 61% of voters not affiliated with either major party also at least somewhat agree the media are truly the enemy of the people. Even larger percentages across party lines believe that fake news is a serious problem in the media. When you're out there and you're saying, look at me and look at this, and nobody's looking, you don't have an audience. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. I've been going all day and my voice has not bothered me one lick. I start talking on the radio, just goes sideways. This portion of the show was brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We get this from the news. Federal authorities are deeply concerned about the possibility of domestic terror and violence, including mass shootings, as the 4th of July holiday approaches and the summer season gets fully underway. This is coming from ABC News. A new Homeland Security bulletin obtained exclusively by ABC News warns that violent extremists might seek to exploit easing COVID-19 restrictions, increased access to mass gatherings, and possible changes in levels of violence during the summer months to conduct attacks against a range of potential targets with little or no warning. They're talking about us. We're the attackers. Then, that, along with an accompanying video of Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the new national strategy, tying that in with the unrest at the Capitol on January 6th. As Garland had earlier pronounced, those who advocate for the superiority of the white race as the top domestic violent extremist threat we face. It's sort of fair to wonder if the provocateurs were shaking up some low-hanging fruit to allow for a heroic and headline-trumpeted save, as so often seems to be the case, with the added bonus of conflating the suckers with average Trump supporters. Then, headlines started coming in about Interstate 95 near Wakefield, Maryland, being shut down as police responded to a group of heavily armed men claiming to not recognize our laws. My first thought was these could be the droids we've been looking for. It wasn't until later that reports came out about arrests that ID'd the rise of the Moors that it became clear that this was yet another failure of the prevailing government and media narrative. There wasn't a white supremacist, Trump voter, or NRA member among them. Who they are and what they want is perhaps best explained by a graphic on their homepage promising the truth about the black man in the judicial system, featuring a graphic of a Knight Templar a police officer beating a black man, and a Moor. Law and history must be taught together. What we call racism today is, in fact, the continuation of genocidal acts initiated by the Inquisition and the Crusades. The modern-day police and their terrorism is a direct reflection on the Knights Templars and their actions authorized by the popes of Rome. Now forget that it was the Muslims who conquered North Africa, forcing conversion on the natives, and forget that the Muslims conquered the Levant, including modern-day Israel, Lebanon, Jordan, Palestine, Syria, and much of Turkey. Then forget that the Muslim Moors conquered most of Spain, and then disregard that Arab slave trading continued after the British and the United States abolished it, and that Africans were the sellers. I guess it's a good thing we live in a country where the law established by its founders from their heritage pretty much leaves citizens free to believe what they want, even if it's kooky or worse, as long as they don't force it on anybody else. That's where the thing comes in, as long as they don't force it on anybody else. With the rise of cancel culture, though, and with the conflation and smears being flung at anyone who doesn't reject traditional beliefs and embrace all-encompassing cultural terraforming, the future of that is no longer something to be taken for granted, especially with Merrick Garland joining the chorus and pointing the finger. Now, one takeaway gun owner should have from this is to understand how and why the Moors got stopped in the first place. Supposedly, they're going from Rhode Island to a training camp in Maine. State troopers saw them refueling their cars in a breakaway lane. I said they were in Maryland, they were in Maine, I'm sorry. They saw them refueling their cars in a breakaway lane, stopped to see if they could help, and had their curiosity piqued by the way the occupants were dressed and visibly armed. Details of the, quote, standoff, end quote, were not completely clear, but reportedly some refused to put weapons down and some fled into the woods. It's very hard to imagine people doing any more to attract unwanted attention to themselves or reacting to a stop that their decisions made inevitable any more self-defeating way. Still, we owe it to ourselves to ask what should be illegal about being armed or being dressed in tactical gear or about training, no matter who you are. As long as you're not unlawfully threatening or endangering others. If all they did was have guns and forbidden magazines on their persons in violation of Massachusetts infringements on their rights, you don't have to agree with them or like them to understand that many of us, particularly those who embrace "I will not comply," would also be put away if caught defying the same tyrannical edicts. A government powerful enough to deny unapproved groups or individuals their rights is powerful enough to deny them to all who aren't in the big club. What they can do to Rise of the Moors, they can do to you and yours. And the way things have turned with Democrats believing they're in charge, traditional Americans, who mostly just want to be left alone, are being pushed as the ones who pose the bigger threat. If the violence monopolists don't start squeezing, that may become both an unintended consequence and a self-fulfilling prophecy. And that's the bad part of it, you know? That's the bad part of it. Nobody in their right mind wants there to be a civil war. Nobody wants there to be armed conflict within the United States. It is self-defeating. It would change way too many things. It does nothing to help our situation out. And yet, the problem here is that I don't really see how we're going to avoid this. If for no other reason than the way these guys keep coming at us. They keep coming at us because most of us, like I said earlier, just want to be left alone. We just want to be left alone. And then they keep coming at us. Now, if you're a professional lawbreaker or a BLM member or an Antifa, you could probably get away with that stuff. Now, this is not to say that these guys are probably sovereign citizens, because there's a lot of Moorish sovereign citizens who don't recognize our laws. But I'm just wondering how we're going to keep an even keel without those that are trying to take this country by force, or by who believe they can take it by force, inadvertently pouring gasoline on a smoldering situation. That would cause a spark. There's a lot of ways that could happen. All of them bad. All of them bad. And that's just me talking out loud. This is not me thinking about things in detail, like gun confiscation. Gun confiscation would be bad, because inevitably they will run into the wrong person, and then a bunch of other people are going to watch them kill a bunch of innocent people that were legal the day before, and then those videos are going to get out, because everybody's going to video it, and it's going to get out on the social media, and everything that comes after that is going to make Bundy Ranch look like a gathering of children. Like a field trip, if you will. The guys that will respond to this. It's not going to be good. It's certainly not going to be good. Coming up next, we're going to find out the latest and the most outrageous from the truthaboutguns.com and the person of Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights, from big dots to three dots. Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.